This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Cotton industry in a pretty good place to grow prior to the outbreak of the coronavirus. Kevin Brinkley's with Plains Cotton Cooperative Association.
There's been a number of different headwinds that we've had in commodity markets, and no doubt, you know, the virus and the trade war have been some really negatively impactful factors for the past couple of years. Back on January 15th, 2020, when President Trump signed the trade agreement with China to end, you know, the phase one trade agreement to end the trade war, or at least, you know, not take it any further, we were all really started to build some optimism because, you know, China is the world's largest user of cotton. They consume about one out of every three bales. And having them as a good customer is very important to U.S. cotton producers. So we had, some real bright horizons in front of us at that point. And then, of course, less than a month later, the coronavirus starts to appear, oddly enough, from China. And, everybody's been monitoring exactly what's happened since then.
Of course, since then, China has returned to buying U.S. cotton. Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.